I understand that ultimately old age, sickness, and death are out of our control, but we can influence those factors by how we treat our physicality, our nature. Can you talk about a skillful relationship to the body? What is skillful to let be versus what is skillful to influence? P.S. May Ajahn Yatiko's organism heal quickly. Well, one of the things that you there was the other day we chanted the recollections on the requisites, so that the requisites of robes, food, shelter, but the last one is medicine for when we're sick, so that's a say right from the Buddha's time, looking after the body in order to try to have some ease, and of course being able to take that ease and being able to continue practicing, so that looking after the body is also has to be balanced with not getting too worried, too obsessed about it, and it always has to be held in the context of the the reality of somewhat frail nature of the physical existence. So it is just balancing that, and again, that's where that reflecting on the increase in the wholesome, decrease in the unwholesome, or increase in unwholesome and decrease in wholesome, in the sense if we're getting too worried, too upset, too obsessed about our body, our health, then we're going to experience an increase in unwholesome mental states. Whereas if there's a good balance and a healthy attitude, then there's going to be a sense of an increase of wholesome mental states and well-being.